Blog Talk Radio.
To Your Pleasure, the program dedicated to making sensual pleasure a priority in our day-to-day lives. This is your host, professional sensuality consultant Ellen Nicholas Rathbone, here to titillate you with information that is sure to lead you to sexual satisfaction. That is, if you take my advice. Call toll-free 1-877-296-0345 to ask a question during the show or to add to the discussion. I have a free screaming O for the first four callers. And please, if you don't get through right away, please hang in there. I will do my best to get to all the calls. Thanks in advance. I do appreciate your patience. I emphasize sensual pleasure because as a society, it seems we have limited our pleasure to eating and watching television, or for the more adventurous, extreme forms of entertainment, which is nothing more than going for an adrenaline rush, which can be quite addictive. But pleasure doesn't have to be dangerous to be exciting. Sometimes all it takes is a little vibration in just the right place. Now, in my many years as being a sensuality consultant, I have met many women who have told me that they haven't had very much success with vibrators. They've experienced a numbness from using a toy, and they really didn't have any pleasure sensations at all. So, like, what's that all about? Well, it could be, number one, that they were using the vibration directly on the clitoris, which is way too much stimulation. I mean, this isn't supposed to be torture. This is supposed to be stimulation. And then I think the biggest problem is that they didn't use a lubricant, which means that they put the vibration on an area which had no lubrication of its own. The vibration led to friction. Friction causes dryness, which causes irritation, which causes numbness. So the moral of the story is, if you are going to use a vibrator, there are two products that should be used with it. I call them, you know, if you're going to send Batman in, never send Batman in without Robin and Batgirl. And Robin would be the lubricant and Batgirl would be the adult toy cleaner for afterwards. Now, before I actually start talking about the toys, I'd like to remind you that many of the products that I'll be discussing this evening can be found on my content-rich website called www.yourpleasure.com. And your pleasure is one word. If you type in yourpleasure.com, you will be redirected to a larger site, which is www.sensualitysexualitypleasureadvice.com, where keyword topics are explored and where appropriate products are suggested to achieve any desired results. Now, before I actually start talking about the vibrators, I want to let you know that vibrators were actually invented by doctors back in the 19th century. Back then, women had a condition the medical community called hysteria. Hysteria, it turned out, was no more than sexual frustration. Every time women had sex with their husbands, men had orgasms, and women were never given a chance to have one. Couples would have sex, she would be left aroused, unsatisfied, and agitated. Okay, so after months of the same kind of treatment, years of the same kind of treatment, the growing tension would increase to a fever pitch. How could it not? It never occurred to them that lack of sexual release contributed to her hysteria. So, you know, to save doctors time, they invented this little vibrator that they kind of put under her skirt, and then it helped to relieve her frustration, and, you know, voila, no more hysteria. It was kind of funny that back in the 20th century, proper women didn't really want sex. They only submitted to it for as part of their marital duty. That's the most ridiculous thing I can even think about, but, you know, it's true. And for centuries, that's how women were treated. What women want is satisfying sex. And today, if their husband or lover or partner isn't willing or just doesn't know how to help them get satisfied, many women are willing to take matters into their own hands, literally, and use a vibrator. Your Bob, or battery-operated boyfriend, can be the most reliable tool for sexual satisfaction. Unlike the real deal, it'll never go limp, it never cheats or gets jealous, and as long as it's loaded with fresh batteries, it keeps on humming along. And especially when it comes to vibrators, cleanliness is next to godliness. It doesn't wash itself, and you should never just kind of put it away. It should come as no surprise that a vibrator should be cleaned before its first use and then again after its use. I recommend a quality vibrator cleaner. I like Mighty Tidy. It's a great way to clean away any of the microbial growth on your toy, so it's like a brand new toy each time you go to use it. Now, there are hard vibrators, soft vibrators, all kinds of wonderful new materials out there. There's one material in particular that has really gotten a lot of attention because it's so incredibly soft. It's like human skin, and it's called CyberSkin. CyberSkin is incredibly soft, and it warms up to your body temperature very quickly, so it feels like the real deal. But CyberSkin is a high-maintenance material. So if you're going to have a toy and it's going to be made out of CyberSkin, number one, you have to wash it with a proper cleanser. Never use soap on a vibrator, because soap leaves a residue, and then even though you don't see that residue, the next time you go to use the toy, you rub that residue on your most sensitive area of your body, irritation, problems, itch, it's terrible. So use the right cleaner to make sure your toy is clean. Okay, then after, now we're talking CyberSkin, after you've cleaned your CyberSkin, you have to let it dry thoroughly. And then after it has dried, dust it with cornstarch to keep the material soft and like new. Also, CyberSkin does not play nicely with other toys, other materials. Its material is chemically suited to bond to any other materials it comes in contact with over a period of time. So if you toss it into a drawer with your other stuff, it will eventually glom onto the other toys, destroying them and itself. I keep my favorite CyberSkin toys along with the batteries they'll need in separate sandwich bags, which keeps them dust-free, handy, ready for use, and out of trouble. Vibrators can also be a sexual lifesaver if your partner has finished too quickly. They've been recommended by sex therapists for women who have never had an orgasm or who have difficulty achieving orgasm. They are not meant to replace your lover. They're a tool, a toy that enhances sexual play. They'll never replace the real deal when the real deal is attached to a loving, caring, knowledgeable, and giving lover. So don't worry, fellas. They're not there to replace you. You come with your A game, and any woman would prefer you to her vibrator. Sometimes the woman has more of a sexual need than her partner has energy for. That usually happens in, you know, 50s and 60-year-olds, that kind of stuff. But regardless, in the right hands, any lover can become proficient in helping his lady fair find her sweet spot. You can't get pregnant with a vibrator, and if you don't share it with anyone else, you can't get any diseases from it either. So remember, clean it properly, lubricate it properly, and never share your intimate toys with anybody else. One more thing about making sure your toy lasts a good long time, remove the batteries before storing. Take them out of the vibrator when you're done so there's no chance of battery leakage. I mean, you bought a vibrator, I'm sure you'd like it to vibrate each time you use it. if you leave those batteries in it, it's going to become a dildo. And dildos are usually not as expensive as vibrators. So if you want a dildo, buy a dildo. But if you want a vibrator, take the batteries out. Okay? And like I said, it's a good idea to store them in separate sandwich bags or Ziploc freezer bags, depending on how big they are. Now, it looks like we have Mel in the queue, and he has a comment. So, Michelle, why don't you put Mel on the line, and let's hear what Mel has to say. Okay. Hello.
Hey, Ellen. Hey, Ellen. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you, Mel? Welcome back.
Thank you. You have a wonderful broadcast.
Thank you.
One thing that I would do with my former girlfriend, because she had a hard time with orgasm, well, this is what we came up with, and it was suggested by a friend of mine. I have her in a, what I would do, we would do a woman on top position, and while she was on top, take the vibrator, and then I would rub it. I would put some lube on the top of her vaginal lips, and then I would take the vibrator and with small circular motion, use that while I was inside her and while she was on top of me.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would thrust together very, very, very slowly.
Mm-hmm.
And after about 20 minutes or so, we both arrived at the same station.
Mm, very nice. Now, there's actually a vibrator that you don't even have to hold. It's by the Screaming O company, but it's called the Big O, and there's also the Big O2. And it is a very stretchy ring, so it fits many, many different girth sizes of male penises. And there's one vibrator at the top, and there's another vibrator at the bottom of the ring. So the vibrator at the top has a vibration for the clitoris, and the vibrator at the bottom has the vibration for the testicles. And so it's worn at the base of the penis, and again, whether she's in a female superior position or if you're even on top or pretty much any position you want, by the fact that you put this on you, your penis becomes a vibrator, so you're actually vibrating inside of her. And if you are well inside, the vibrator is stimulating the clitoris and the testicles as well. And the thing that makes this really nice is there are all kinds of vibrations that go with it. I mean, you can press the button and you get a low, press it again, you get a medium, a high, you get a pulse. There's all kinds of vibrations, so it's not just one monotonous and then that's it. So it definitely variety adds to the intensity and to the pleasure. But I think it's a great idea. And then also that female superior position you were talking about, then she can also decide just how deep she wants you to go inside of her, because as you may or may not know, it is not the shaft of your penis that is going to help her have a G-spot orgasm, it's the head. And a lot of men don't seem to know that, so they want to go all the way in and that nice full feeling, blah, blah, blah. But if you're really going to help her have a vaginal orgasm as opposed to a clitoral orgasm, only the top third of your penis should be inside. And again, if she's regulating that and you've got a vibration going on there, boy, that sounds like a terrific, terrific ride. But thank you very much. Thank you very much for calling, Mel. And like I said, good luck with that. I hope that, did you have another question or are you good for that?
No, but one of the things that one of the reasons why it worked out is because apparently she had a medical condition,
mm-hmm.
where she would have to have sex very, very slowly. If she had sex quickly, she would actually be in pain. So
right.
Not only did it bring her to orgasm, but it also relieved the pain of sex as well, and it enhanced the pleasure for both of us.
Oh, good. Okay. You know what? That isn't the worst thing that as far as a condition is concerned, that she could have, because really, great sex is slow. I mean, I know that, you know, people are kind of, it's envisioned as like people ripping each other's clothes off and, you know, rushing and all this, you know, this big, heavy rush, but great sex is meant to be leisurely. So, I mean, if you're going to have a condition, I think that that's a great condition because it kind of, you know, you have a medical reason. Listen, slow up because now we can both have a good time. I mean, it's not going to impact your pleasure if you have to take it a little slow. In fact, you probably have more energy for the whole thing. So that's good, right?
Oh, believe me, I did not complain.
Oh, good, good. Okay. Well, thank you very much for calling, Mel, and I hope that you keep coming back, okay?
All right, thank you.
Okay, take care. All right, bye.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, there are many different vibrators out there, and like I said, they're made out of many different materials, but, you know, not all vibrators are equal. There's the very popular hard plastic one that you've probably seen in magazines and people rubbing their shoulders with. It looks like a rocket. They come in all kinds of colors and sizes. Some of them are 7 inches, some of them are 9 inches, some of them are 4 inches or 5 inches. And they have like a pointy little head to them. But, you know, that vibrator, as nice as it is meant to be used externally only. Should not be pushing something like that up inside a person's body. And if you absolutely have to put something like that in, it really should be only the top third of it because it's hard and there's no give to it. And it's not shaped like a penis. I mean, it might be rocket shaped, but it has a pointy head. And having something like that ramming up inside of a delicate vagina, well, that could be pretty painful. So really, those toys are meant for more of external use. And then there's another vibrator I want to mention, and that's anal vibrators. A lot of people don't realize that the anus is a vacuous organ. And if you put something up against the anus, it could get pulled up. If you just kind of push it, it's going to get pulled up into the anus. So if you have a vibrator that you're going to use at the anal opening, it should have a flared bottom. A flared bottom will keep the toy from going too far up. It'll go just as far as it can to that flared bottom, and then it'll stop. Never, ever use a toy on the anus that is not an anal toy because the results could be pretty embarrassing, painful, ridiculous. You know, use the right tool for the right job. Now, there's also all kinds of materials out there for toys. There's latex rubber. You got to watch out for that. A lot of different degrees of allergens in latex. People have sensitivity to that. So people with sensitivity should kind of avoid using latex. There's polyphenyline and polypropylene, which are man-made thermoplastic materials. They're durable, they're non-porous, and they're considered a safe and pure material and can be used with all kinds of lubricants. Also, the polyurethane is also another man-made polymer, and it's produced in varying degrees of hardness or softness. It's also best when used with a water-based lubricant. Now, silicone vibrators are a little tricky. As soft and as wonderful as silicone vibrators are, you should never use a silicone lubricant with a silicone vibrator. That will destroy your toy, okay? So water-based lubricant is your safest bet all the way across. And, you know, if you just keep that in mind, don't even get the silicone lubricant. Just keep the water base there. You won't go wrong when you reach for something in the middle of the night and not really sure what it is. It'll always be the right lubricant. Now, there's one particular toy in particular. It's called the Squeal, and it's made out of medical-grade silicone. It's got 10 lapping tongues and a varying speeds of slow, medium, and fast. It gives constant oral pleasuring, perfect for the genitals, but also nice on any of the other sensitive areas. It's not a vibrator per se, but it's in the vibrator family. It's sort of a cousin of the vibrators. But again, to make sure that that Squeal works perfectly, you absolutely need copious amounts of lubrication. The most famous of all the vibrators at this point is the Pearl Rabbit. It was made famous on Sex and the City back in 1994, and there are many variations on the same theme. But the most important thing you can remember about why the rabbit is so exciting and so satisfying is because it's a dual action vibrator. The shaft of the toy itself has little beads at the base. And when the shaft rotates around, those little beads are caused to move. So they create a completely different texture and feel and sensation for the bottom third of the vagina. And then while that is happening, there are two little ears that are on the outside, and depending on the rabbit that you have purchased for yourself, you could have it multi-speed, you could have two speeds, they come waterproof, they come in all different, varying from, say, $38.95 up to $100+. But I don't think you really need super expensive. I think that a vibrator can be your best friend, but it's not going to be something that you're married to. So get something in the mid-range there, because you never know. If you get a little tired, maybe you want to move to something else. There was another toy that was around before the vibrator, and it was called the Beaver. And for those women who like a little bit more of intense clitoral stimulation, the Beaver is tried and true. Real quick, I went to do a pleasure party one time in Ocean, New Jersey for a group of nurses. And when the hostess opened the door, she asked me if I had the Beaver with me. And I said I did. And she said, okay, you can come in. Because there was a bunch of women in there who were Beaver groupies. And if I had gone in there without that Beaver, they would not have been happy. There's another toy that is specifically nice for the G-spot, and it's called a G-spot Vibe. They come under many different names. I call mine the Magic Wand. But basically, it's hard plastic. And now imagine a stick, you know, a round stick, and at the very top is like a little egg, but the egg is at an angle. And so maybe like a 45-degree angle, so that when the vibrator is put in, it's only put in so that the egg is right up against the G-spot. Now, hard plastic is one of the best kinds of material for stimulating the G-spot, because the G-spot needs extra heavy-duty stimulation, and soft or vibrators that have like a jelly material around them, they can do it, but it's going to take a lot more time for it to happen. When you have hard plastic, none of the vibration is absorbed by the material, so you get from very low to very intense, and everything in between is there for you. Then there's another vibrator that is either known as an egg or a bullet, and they look pretty much the same except for a little bit of size difference. Egg is rounder, and bullet is more streamlined. But both of them are terrific for external stimulation and even internal stimulation. And quite a few times I have recommended that during intercourse, a woman can put the bullet inside and then her partner can join her and, you know, go inside too. And if the bullet is up against the G-spot and he's doing his thing, he's getting stimulated and she's getting stimulated. Well, I guess the industry must have picked up on that idea, because there's a new vibrator out there. It's the newest in couples toys, and it's called the Wii Vibe. So there's the Wii 2, which is pretty soon going to be gone because it's been replaced by the Wii 3. The Wii 3 looks just like the Wii 2, except that the remote is in a little case that you have to the side, where the Wii 2 Vibe had the change for vibration was actually on the toy, and you would be fumbling and trying to figure out, you know, where that little button was. Now it's in your hand. And 9 separate vibrations. It's shaped like a U. So imagine that part of the U is inside the vagina, and the other part is outside of the woman's body. And the part that's on the inside is strategically placed. This wonderful textured section of the toy is strategically placed up against the G-spot, and when the man goes in, he's doing his thing. He's getting stimulated by the vibrator that's along the shaft of his penis, and she's getting stimulated by the vibrator, which is up against her G-spot and her clitoris. I'm telling you, blow your mind. This fantastic toy. I think everybody should have one. We would have peace on earth tomorrow if everybody had a Wii 2 Vibe. Then they just came out with another one. It's called the Wii 3, or they're calling it the Thriller. It has 9 different vibration modes. Can you imagine? Low, medium, high, pulsing. My favorite is the wave, up and down, oh my goodness, a cha-cha. Then there's one that's escalating. There's one with slow pulses and another one fast pulses. It is an incredible, incredible thrill ride for anyone who wants to take that ride. And then there is the vibrating glove. This is by Finger Fitting Products, and it's actually looks like a glove, and it's got 2 speeds. The stronger speed is for the larger areas of the body, like your back or your shoulders, your scalp, your legs, whatever. And the milder speed is for more delicate parts. It has it's made out of bathing suit material. It's completely waterproof, so you can take it in the tub, you can take it in the shower. It's battery powered, so you can take it on the road. I like it because it's very, very discreet. And, you know, if you happen to leave it sitting on your bed or on your dresser and somebody comes in, it looks like a glove. That's all it looks like. It doesn't look like a vibrator. It looks like a glove. So, you know, you're not going to get any kind of questions from your children. Gee, Mommy, what are you doing in there? I'm doing exactly what I want to do. But I just said something, and I want to back up to it real quick. And this is very, very important. Vibrators are a fantastic tool. They help to relieve tension. They help to bring you to sexual excitement. They can give you the most incredible orgasms. They are absolutely delicious. They are great. But never use a vibrator on unexplained calf pain. And I think most vibrator manufacturers actually have that warning inside the packaging. They say, don't use this on unexplained calf pain, and people laugh. But you see, unexplained calf pain could be a blood clot. And if you put a vibrator on that unexplained calf pain, it could loosen the blood clot, and it could send it right up into your heart, and it can kill you. So that's not the way anybody wants to go, you know, vibrator in hand. So if you have unexplained calf pain, please take yourself to a doctor. Start an aspirin regimen right away to help, you know, thin out your blood a little bit and keep the vibrators away from there. Vibrators there's so many different designs that are out there these days. They come in swirls and twirls. They have textures. They have so many phenomenal materials that just make them so incredibly soft, and they work beautifully if you use a lubricant with them. In fact, that one company that makes the Screaming O also is coming out with a new toy. It's called OG. And it doesn't look like anything that you have ever seen. It kind of looks, they come in a bunch of colors, and it kind of looks like an uneven tube with all kinds of sections to it, and it bends. It bends in any shape that you want it. So if you want to bend it into a U, or if you want to tilt up the head and make it into a G-spot vibrator, or if you just want to extend it straight out and just put it the length of the vagina so it goes from tip to stern to simulate from top to bottom, it has the capability to do all of that. And it's multi-speed. I don't think that you can really get a better vibration. I mean, the choices with that toy are incredible. But no matter what vibrator you choose, remember, take care of the toy. You know, never ever share your vibrator with anybody else. I don't care who they are. Remember that once it's gone anywhere near the anus, now it's an anal toy. Get another vibrator for the vagina because, you know, you just never, I don't care how you clean it or what you use on it. Once it's been there, the vagina is just way too sensitive to have any kind of toy in it that's been anywhere near the anus. So, you know, keep these things separate. And if you do this, you will have a variety of pleasure that you can share with your lover that you can that can bring you to wonderful heights of ecstasy. And, you know, the thing that's nice about them, too, is the pressure is off. It's not just about him doing for you. It's about you doing for yourself. Anyway, I want to thank you all very much for being here tonight. It was a lot of fun. Next time, I hope more people call in. But I love doing these parties, and I hope that you'll join me next week when we talk about some wonderful guilty pleasures. Thank you so much, and have a great night. Bye now.